We have our first guests in the studio. Of course, those of you who are regulars and listen to the show, and those of you who are not, why aren't you? Anyway, we have Harry Duke, our resident theater critic, and he has a couple of guests with him from the Spreckles Theater Company, and they're going to be talking about their latest production, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. Harry, take it away.
Thank you, Pete. Yes, indeed. The 2018-2019 theater season is underway, and opening this weekend at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center is a production of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. And joining us are the director of that production, Elizabeth Craven.
Mm. Good afternoon, Harry.
And one of the performers, Elijah Pinkham. Welcome, folks.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So let's start with, perhaps for our audience who are not familiar with the book, it is a very popular book. Give us an idea of the synopsis. What is this particular play about? I assume there's a curious incident and a dog.
It's really about the discoveries of a young 15-year-old boy who exists on the autistic spectrum somewhere. He lives at home in Swindon, England, with his parents. And one night, he discovers his neighbor's dog, Mrs. Shear's dog, is dead, and he has a garden fork in him. And that starts a whole line of investigation where he's also a fan of Sherlock Holmes. If you know, there's a Sherlock Holmes story about the curious incident of the dog. And he decides that he needs to find out who killed Mrs. Shear's dog. And he begins an investigation of that on his own terms. And in the process of that, discovers a mystery that is much, much more important, which is something about what happened to his mother, who he believes has died, and who he finds out is alive. And he sets out on a journey to find her. So the story really is about a simple incident that opens up a very life-changing experience in this young man, who's quite wonderful and quite brilliant.
So, Elizabeth, you're the artistic director of Main Stage West out in
yes.
Sebastopol, and you're directing this production at Spreckles in yes. Rohnert Park. What attracted you to this particular show?
Well, I love the book. I love the play. Both the book and the play, if you read the book, you go, oh, my God, how could that be a play? But they enlisted Simon Stevens, who's one of our most well-known and respected contemporary British playwrights, and he's created this incredibly poetic piece. It's a Bay Area premiere. Aside from the National Theater's production, it's the only one I think that's been done since the rights became available. Also, it's an ensemble play. It has to do much with change of time, change of pace, video projections, an ensemble that becomes all the different elements of the story, and that's really in my wheelhouse. And I was really like, I've got to direct this play.
So let's talk about who you have in the show, and that's how we'll get to meet our other guest here.
Well, for Elijah Pinkham is an amazing young actor. He's right now working at the JC, right? You're
yes,
going
correct.
To the JC. And he was in a reading that we had of another play where he also played a young man who's on the autistic spectrum. And I knew I was going to direct this play, so afterwards I grabbed him and I said, Elijah, you've got to do this play. It's so you. If you're going to do The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, you must have an excellent young man actor. There is no other way to do it. You just don't even choose the play if you don't have one.
Thank you so much, Beth.
Elijah, were you familiar with this play before you were asked to do it?
I was. I had read the book, I had read the play, and I had done a scene and a monologue from the play in an acting class.
And what type of research did you feel necessary to do to grasp this particular character?
A lot of being Christopher. I find that I have a lot in common with him, so it's easy for me to just embody him day to day, but I spend a significant amount of my time as him. I didn't do much research into space or maths, which are things he's very interested in, but I felt like living in his skin was the only way to understand how his mind works.
Well, let's hear a little bit of Christopher in a short scene that you're going to be doing. Beth, could you introduce this?
Yes. This is a scene that happens very early in the play after the dog has been discovered, and Christopher's asked a few people about it, and he's made a decision that he is going to investigate who killed the dog. So he's speaking here with his teacher, a woman named Siobhan.
Why would you kill a dog?
Oh, I wouldn't.
I think you would only kill a dog if A, you hated the dog, B, you were a lunatic, or C, because you wanted to make Mrs. Shear sad. I don't know anyone who hated Wellington, so if it was A, it was probably a stranger. Okay. I don't know any lunatics either, so if it was B, it was also probably a stranger. But most murders are committed by someone who is known to the victim. In fact, you are most likely to be murdered by a member of your own family on Christmas Day.
Is that a fact?
Yes, actually, it is a fact. Wellington was therefore most likely to have been killed by someone who is known to him. I only know one person who didn't like Mrs. Shears, and that is Mr. Shears, who knew Wellington very well indeed and divorced Mrs. Shears to go live somewhere else. This means that Mr. Shears is my prime suspect.
Christopher.
I'm going to find out more about Mr. Shears.
Nice. So, would it be fair to categorize the play as a mystery story?
It's part mystery. It's part human drama, human interest. It's really a mixed bag. But yeah, there's the mystery story of where he goes and what he finds out is definitely what drives the plot. Mm-hmm. Definitely what drives the plot.
Now, this is also what we call, I believe, a tech-heavy show, correct?
Yes. Yeah. The technical elements in the show, which are beautifully explored by our tech team. I have to say, we have Richard Turteltaub, who's from the Bay Area, who's doing our video projections, which are done on two sides of the theater and on the floor.
Now, this will be in the Black Box Theater,
it
Spreckles,
is, yes.
Correct? So
in
it's
fact,
a smaller Condiotti
yes,
theater.
The space itself is a big box that's full of projections mm-hmm. and lights that go on and off and incredible sound, which our sound engineer, Jessica, has done an amazing job with. It's like a light show, drama, movement. It's just got everything.
It
really
gives you a real
everything.
Glimpse through Christopher's eyes of the world.
Yeah.
And you even include a warning on some of your material that the production contains flashing lights and rapidly moving images.
Yes.
So if you have an issue with that,
yes.
attending a show, you might not attend. But if not, you've been forewarned, right?
Right. But they're used very carefully. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they overwhelm the play at all.
It's not like they're walking into a disco.
No. I have a history of migraine headaches and I haven't had a problem yet. And I am doing spirals in the circle, so it's all right.
Now, who else is in the cast of this production?
Oh, the cast. I can't say enough for it. There's 10 actors. Gina Alvarado plays Siobhan. Bronwyn Shears plays Judy, who's Christopher's mom. David Yen plays his dad. Jeff Cote plays Roger, who's the stepdad. And then we have an ensemble of people who play multiple roles. Lydia Revelos and my husband, John Craven.
Introducing John Craven.
Chris Schlemp. Who am I forgetting? Oh, my God. I don't have my...
I'll make fun of you for it next week. Don't worry.
Don't, please. Because every single one of the actors, Liz Jaron, who plays Mrs. Alexander, are wonderful.
Of course they are.
I mean,
of
wonderful.
Course.
The most Christopher thing I've ever done is wetting myself when I met the cast. Mm. It was amazing.
That might have come under the category of too much information. All right, do we have time for another scene, another short scene? All right, because we'd really like the audience to get a real sense of this show. It opens this weekend. It runs through September 30th. It's a four-week run, so you have plenty of opportunity to see it. It did win the Tony Award for Best Play in 2015. It's never been done in the Bay Area before, excluding the national tour. So here's an opportunity to see something that you most likely have not seen before. So let's introduce the next scene.
So this is one of the really uplifting moments in the play, where Christopher is describing his inner life and what his ultimate dream is to be.
I think I would make a very good astronaut. To be a good astronaut, you have to be intelligent, and I'm intelligent. You also have to be someone who would understand how machines work, and I'm good at understanding how machines work. You also have to be someone who would like being on their own, in a tiny spacecraft, thousands and thousands of miles away from the surface of Earth, and not panic, or get claustrophobia, or homesick, or insane. And I really like little spaces, so long as there's no one else in them with me. Sometimes, when I want to be on my own, I get into the laundry room and slide in beside the boiler and pull the door closed behind me, and I sit there and think for hours, and it makes me very calm. So I would have to be an astronaut on my own, or at least have my own part of the spacecraft that no one else could come into. And also, there are no yellow things or brown things on a spacecraft, so that would be okay, too. And I would have to talk to other people from Mission Control, but we would do that through a radio link-up and a TV monitor, so it wouldn't be like real people who are strangers, but it would be like playing a computer game. And also, I wouldn't be homesick at all, because I'd be surrounded by lots of things I like, which are machines and computers in outer space, and I would be able to look out of a tiny little window on the spacecraft and know that there was no one else around me for thousands and thousands of miles.
You've been listening to Elijah Pinkham do a scene from the Spreckles production of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. Elijah, what's your story? I've not met you before. I've not seen you before. Where did you come from?
I went to Annerley High School. I didn't. I was under the tutelage of Star Hergen, rather, my beloved director for many years. Senior year, I played Grandpa in You Can't Take It With You and Tevye and Fiddler, and those are my first two big roles that really made me know that I would do this for the rest of my life. And recently I did It Can't Happen Here at the JC. We only got two shows because
I was
at
one of them, yeah.
I played a very nasty villain in that, so kind of the opposite side of the spectrum from Christopher. But I hadn't done a show for about half a year. I had been making music with my band, The Fingers. We just released our first debut EP, and Beth saw me at this reading, and I was really, really, really wanting to do the show, which is why I was going to this other reading in the first place, because I wanted to play a character with, not because of this show, I wanted to play a character with who was on the spectrum.
Great. Yeah. Now, if you really, really, really want to see the show, we have two pairs of tickets available to our listeners. The first two callers at area code 707-636-1350 who can actually attend a production. Folks, these are small theaters with not a whole lot of seats. Every seat matters. So if you call up to get tickets, we would really appreciate it if you go to see the show, because that's a seat they could otherwise sell. For those who don't get the tickets but are still interested in going, it opens tomorrow night, September 7th, runs through Sunday, September 30th. It has Friday and Saturday performances at 8 p.m., Sunday matinees at 2 p.m., and you can find all this information about times and dates and ticket prices at SprecklesOnline.com.
Very good. Thank you, Harry, and thank you, Elizabeth and Elijah.